Greetings, this is Goddess Chrissy Marie, and this is just a quick public service announcement. I just want to tell everybody, listen, when it comes to like different things that's going on in this world, I'm going to tell y'all something. Several of my teachers told me, stay out of it and stay neutral. And if you're really advanced, get into the observer effect. And the observer effect is you're observing it, but you're not affected by it. You see it for what it is. And true occultists, they understand that in this reality, everything exists. And y'all know I say that all the time, that it's like we're in a video game, meaning that you know, what you focus on, that's what you're going to interact with. And see, what a lot of people don't understand is when you have a very strict opinion about something and you get on your soapbox, you get on your social media and you just, I don't like this, I'm against this, I'm against that. You may feel that is true and that may be true, but what people don't understand, the universe, our reality sees it as you're for it, because remember, being for it and against something is the same. So you're still attached to that particular thing. And what happens is, this is what I notice, like when you have an extreme opinion about something, right? What happens is the pendulum swings your way, right? And I'll give y'all a prime example. We've all heard of politicians being hella homophobic, right? And then when you peek into their past, you know, you see some type of homosexual behavior fall out of their closet. Pun intended. You get what I'm saying? Or you see somebody that's very, very racist. And then you find out they have some type of kink, a fetish, you know, for the race that they're against. I've even seen this on other platforms, you know, somebody against a trans woman or man or a particular race. And then you find out they're really dealing with them. So the point of me saying this is you don't want to be extreme. You don't want to turn anything into a reality unless you want to deal with it some way, somehow. I will say this. If you're going to be obsessed with something, fascinated with something, have a strong opinion, I would say it would be more beneficial if it would be something that edifies you. But I've even seen this in the spiritual community, a person against quote unquote eating meat, right? And then you find out low key they're still eating chicken, hot wings, chitlins and shit, you know? So it's just like, because it's like when you're so extreme, the other side has to come over there to you. You have to experience it. But if you're a wise occultist, you'll know that there is a way where you can remain in the middle and the pendulum misses you. See, that's why when it comes to a lot of this celebrity gossip, I don't get too deep into it. First of all, it has nothing to do with me, okay? And then second of all, I understand most of these celebrities, you don't know whether or not if it's true or not. Sometimes, and I've learned this over the years, these celebrities, they'll be in with it together. So they'll have a quote unquote beef with somebody. We've seen this with rappers where, you know, two rappers, they'll have a beef, right? And behind the scenes, they're working with each other to get the energy and to, you know, get the views or get the money or get the support. And there you go as a dumbass fan or fanatic, okay? And you're choosing a side. Again, they played you. They played you for their energy. And you just don't know what's real. You don't know what's fake. especially when it comes to like Hollywood. So for me, when it comes to celebrities and their art, I'm just really here for the art. Like what they're doing behind the scenes, what they have going on, I try my best not to get too tapped into it. Now, of course, I'm a human. I'm on Earth. It's certain things that I just don't rock with, right? Like it's certain artists, and actors, or even shows that I may not watch like I used to when I was a kid. It just doesn't resonate with me. But I just try my best to stay out of it, you know. And shout out to my teacher. You know who you are. She used to tell us all the time, just stay out of it. Just stay out of it. And again, like I said before, if you're going to be into something, make it be something that's going to edify you some way, somehow. Don't get into a lot of low frequency stuff. Another thing, and I say this all the time, you know, listening to those people with that doom and gloom type mindset, you have to be careful with that, because before you know it, you're living a doom and gloom mindset. And I've seen it, I've heard it, I've heard people listen to people speaking that doom and gloom, being afraid. I'll never forget, I was listening to the Imagination Guru on YouTube. And what's his name? Pastor Drew, I forgot. But anyway, that's his name on YouTube, the Imagination Guru. And he was talking about before he got into the state of consciousness he's in now. And he remembered he had to catch himself because he was listening to a lot of doom and gloomers, preppers. And before he knew it, he was prepping himself, you know, to live in, you know, off the grid, just in case all the systems go offline and, you know, living in the woods and stuff. And he was preparing his reality for that. And I forgot how he realized he had to snap out of that. So again, like, what are you preparing your reality for? What in your mind, how do you see yourself 3 months from now, 5 months from now, a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What do you see? What are you planning for? What are you listening to? What is your mindset set up for? You have to ask yourself that. And shout out to Reverend Ike. He used to always say, you know, self-assess yourself. How do I feel about myself? What am I saying about myself? What am I preparing for the future? Because remember, reality is just a feedback of our mind. I was having a conversation with somebody last night, and I was talking about during, you know, 19. And y'all know I don't even like saying that. Y'all know what happened in 2020. I was like, I remember everything was going on this planet. I listen, I'm a human. For a minute, I got a little nervous, but then I had to snap out of that shit. And I was like, nope, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get it. And guess what? I did not get it. Because A, on the physical level, I was taking all my herbs and things like that. And on the spiritual level, prior to it happening, I was always telling myself that I'm perfect health. I'm perfect health. I'm amazing health. Because, you know, I'm in a healthcare field anyway. So me being in this field, I understand I have to keep a mindset of health for myself. I cannot go down the line of illness and sickness and just doom and gloom. I have to keep a healthy wellness mindset. So I already knew that because I understand whatever you're in, you have to make sure you counteract the opposite. And that's how you stay in the middle. Just like if you're around somebody and you're constantly having negative conversations, you need to shift that. First of all, you don't need to be having it too often, but you need to shift it to something that's higher. You need to, you know, listen to higher vibration music or do high vibration mantras or affirmations or watch something that's high vibrational. You can't stay low all the time. If you're low all the time, your mind is low, your frequency is low, what do you think you're going to get? So you just really, really have to be careful. You don't want to be extreme. You don't want to be extreme in anything. The best place to be is to be in the middle, right? Is to be, like I said before, in the observer effect, just, you know, really observing things and not being too attached to a lot of things. Now, I'm not saying you have to walk around like you're a ghost and just floating. You can have your likes and dislikes. I'm not saying that. But y'all know what I'm talking about when it's extreme. Everybody that I've known that has been extreme about things, things start happening to them. And like I said before, if you are going to just absolutely be extreme, make it be extreme about something that you really, really, truly like. If you're going to be fascinated with something, make it be something that's going to edify you. But in my opinion, even when it comes to health, I don't think it's wise to be a strict anything. Again, I think the best place to be is to be in the middle, to be able to flow in and out different things, in and out different archetypes, and just try to have a positive mindset as well too. When I say positive mindset, I'm not saying you have to be happy all the time, but strive your best to be a tough-minded optimist. And y'all know I've spoken about that book before. I forgot the author's name, but all you got to do is just Google that. Tough-minded optimist. It's very, very important to think positively and speak positively about yourself. And anyone that knows me knows I'm very much into wordplay. I'm a words woman. Take it very, very serious, because I've seen people in my life manifest some of the most horrible things because of the words they speak. And I really, truly believe when it comes to your health, right? When it comes to your finances, when it comes to your career, when it comes to your country and the people that you care about, make sure you are speaking high, and especially your health. And I'm going to say this, and I think I've said this before. Stop calling yourself old. Stop calling yourself old. Stop making old jokes about yourself. Stop saying this don't work, that don't work, this is going to break down. No. You want to speak highly over your health, highly over your body. You want to see yourself being amazing health all the time, every day. That's something, in my opinion, that you need to say every day. I am perfect health. Every day, I'm getting better and better and better. I'm getting healthier and healthier. And you need to say things like, I see myself at optimal health at every age. This is something that I say about myself. I say, when I leave this realm, I'll be maybe late 90s or 100s. And I'm leaving in my sleep. I won't be sick. I'll be healthier than ever. And I will decide when I'm ready to leave this reality. I'm going to get in my bed, tell the people around me that I love them. And I'm going to say to planet Earth, life will live, Chrissy. I'm out of here. In my right mind. Okay? And you can do that too. You can say how you're going to exit this realm, but speak highly. And me being a woman and certain things they say about womanhood, I'm not claiming that. That's not happening to me either. I'm going to be a high orgasmic woman as long as I'm on this realm. See, a lot of people have taken ideologies and ideas of who and what they should be. You don't have to take that shit. You don't have to believe it. Know who you are. Stand in your power. You have the power to speak over yourself how you want to exist in this realm. You are the ones that are agreeing to certain things. And see, when it comes to technology, baby, I love technology. I'm not afraid of technology. I know there's a lot of people that's afraid of AI and the future, blah, blah, blah. I love it. I'm here for it. Because as I look back to history, in humanity, it's gotten better and better and better. Now, are there some things about technology that's not the best in the world? Of course. But I look forward to the future. I love technology. I love AI. That's the side of history that I'm going to be on. I tell people, I think in the near future, we'll have like a, you remember back in the days, like how they had the payphone booths. I think it's going to be a place where we can get like in a booth and activate our cells and DNA to be perfect, to be healthy. You know, that's the type of future I'm living in, where humanity, we're going to be optimized. And to a certain extent, I think health, like illnesses may go away. I think high tech, I think sci-fi like that. Seriously, I think humanity is going to be advanced. Of course, will there be some issues? Of course, that's life. But I don't think it's going to be doom and gloom. I'm not going to a doom and gloom reality or future. Y'all can go, but I'm not going. Okay? So anyway, on that note, I need to go. I know I said this wasn't going to be a long one. I didn't anticipate this to be a long podcast. I just wanted to come on and to just tell people not to be extreme, be in the middle. But y'all know how it is when spirit is flowing, I got to flow. But anyway, I have homework I need to finish. I need to go to the grocery store and I need to go work out to start my week. So anyway, stay positive, right? Think and feel positively about yourself, about your reality, about your body, about the people in your reality. Speak highly, think highly, feel highly about yourself. Stay motivated, stay encouraged. Love your motherfucking self. Speak life over yourself. Big yourself up. Tell yourself good things about yourself. Put yourself on the pedestal. Okay? So on that note, I absolutely appreciate you for listening to me and supporting me all these years. And you already know I love you a long time from this lifetime to the next. Peace.